views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Get ready to rid yourself of all that is weighing you down and holding you back from living the life you want for yourself. Coming Clean, The Art of Transparency with Catherine Moss is a show for women in recovery who are ready to live life on purpose. Tune in and let Catherine help you live your truth one day at a time. Now here's your host, Catherine Moss.
Hello everyone, I'm Catherine Arati Moss and you're listening to Coming Clean Radio here on Transformation Talk Radio. Welcome back. Or welcome for the first time, if you're joining me for the first time. This show was created out of, after I got sober. It was created to be a way of for me to live transparently and to share my experience with other women who are perhaps experiencing the same thing in life. It doesn't have to be addiction from alcohol or substance abuse. It can be anything in your life that is not serving you and you're ready to get rid of. So here we can share our experiences and share, you know, what it is to be in recovery and, or I'd like to say, to be in discovery. So, each week on Coming Clean Radio, I normally have a guest on the show. However, for the past two episodes, I've been talking on my own because I feel very thoughtful lately and I wanted to share a bit of my experience and my story in between guests. I will have another guest on. I have a guest scheduled for July. And I also want to get a few more guests on about codependency as well as sex addiction, because I think that that is really the last kind of taboo of our culture, really, is sex addiction, and especially in women. When I was looking for somebody, I noticed that a lot of the websites were with women who were the partners of sex addicts, but not a whole lot of women openly talking about their own sex addiction. So stay tuned. Keep your eyes open for that. So if you would like, if you like the show, please like the Coming Clean Radio Facebook page. I try to be active on Facebook. I'm not such a good person on social media. I'm trying to be. And also sign up. I have a newsletter on my website. It's catherinemoss.com. And on the website, I have a lot of information about, I have videos of yoga and meditation. I teach those as well as some meditation how-to videos, as well as some interesting blogs on the topics that I speak about here. So you might find that interesting and you can sign up for my newsletter. I only send out one email a month and that's about the guests that I'm having on the show. And I also normally send out an MP3 or, you know, an audio or a video of a yoga or a meditation technique. So yes, this show today, I wanted to talk about a lot of different things that's on my mind. I am a woman in recovery, and I just wanted to share with some of the things that have been coming up for me. And maybe people listening, those women can relate to this. So this show is, a show on transparency. I really talk about my life and how things really are without trying to pretend I'm something that I'm not. So this is the promise I made to myself at the beginning of my sober journey that I'm still on today. And I spoke last time of when I became sober, I thought that everything was kind of, I'm like, you know, put my hands together and, you know, that was easy. That's done with, because And I had done it on my own, and I felt like a bit proud of myself that, you know, a lot of people need a program or something, but I did it on my own. And that just wasn't the case. I stopped drinking. However, I didn't change anything else in my life, and things don't get better if you don't work at them. It's like an uphill battle, and it's not like I think it's on Liv Pinelli, on her website, Liv's Recovery Kitchen, which is amazing, by the way. She had a picture on her blog of, you know, how you think it's going to be in sobriety or in recovery, that it's just an upward arrow forward. And it's just not that way. It's just like, it's left and it's right and it's down and up. And like last weekend, I really had a hard time. And when people are asking me how I am now, I just say, yeah, not really that great, but okay. You know, I've been better. Blah, blah, blah. I don't just fall back to the, I'm fine. Okay. And because if I'm looking for intimacy and transparency and authenticity with other people, I have to show up that way as well. So I'm very honest with how I feel with other people. I haven't been working on myself so much lately, and that's why I think that I hit this roadblock emotionally. I just felt like so unhinged and really, you know, just a lot of emotions coming up, and I didn't know how to completely manage them. You know, I'm learning different ways, but sometimes it just hits and you're like, what's going on here? It's just overwhelming emotion. And it's just, it's very, very, you know, frustrating to feel that way and not really know why. And in the last few months, I've had very heavy dreams, been dreaming a lot. And it can be that, you know, a lot of these emotions and issues are playing out in my dreams and as I sleep. And things are coming up in my life. I don't really need to know why or what it is, but I'm letting it pass through. So whenever what I practice is when I am feeling these emotions, I check in with my body, and I tune in to what's really going on. And instead of closing down or restricting myself, I consciously allow myself to open. So if I'm sitting down, I open up my body, open up my arms, and let the legs be relaxed, and allow the motion to go through, to pass through, in and out, to the information to just surge through, because that's the only way that we can process it. We can stuff it down as long as we want. However, it's going to come back sometime, and we're going to have to deal with it. So that's something that I've been working on and experiencing lately. So, I talk a lot about my past as an alcoholic. However, it's more than that for me. I think I would be more apt to call myself an addict. We all have our, I guess, you know, outlets of choice. Some work well for other people. However, I think that I was using anything to distract myself, and anything that takes me out of myself, any type of distraction was good enough. So that came out in the form of codependent relationships. You know, just looking for people to take care of me, and of course, alcohol took me out of my, you know, I was not very clear-headed most of those years, as well as food, which started at a young age. And that's something with food addiction. I don't think that a lot of food addicts are taken very seriously, because we can all say, oh, well, you know, I eat a lot too, and I love chocolate cake and blah, blah, blah. So, it's something it's serious. It's the same as with, you know, alcohol. When you take a little bit, you can't stop. So, it's just another way of checking out. Another one is working out. I know that I have this one. Shopping. Anything to go into it and to take ourselves out of, you know, our current state. So it's difficult to, like, when we come out of sobriety, if we're not really doing the work, I'm sorry, if we come out of drinking and addiction into recovery and we're not really doing the work, how easy it is to fall into another habit of just replacing one with another. And I think about that a lot because I do that. You know, I'm not perfect, and I take that thinking and the old way of my old programming, and I apply it to something else. And of course, a lot of things are better than what I was doing before, but it's not where I want to go. So yeah, it's really easy to fall into this, to switch addictions, as they say, you know. And I got into ultra running and endurance races, and a lot, you know, in my mind, I'm always like, am I just switching one for another? However, right now, I also am doing a lot of training, and I really enjoy it. I do. I really, really enjoy it. And I have to be careful, however, not to take it too far, and also to balance self-care with it, to take care of myself. Because if there's not a balance to that, to this training and to, you know, forward motion, I'm going to burn myself out, and I'm going to feel the need. I might get injured, or I just feel the need to, you know, with the higher stress and living, those things, you know, were driving us to drink. Or maybe, you know, it's not drinking, but it's still imbibing in this behavior of checking out of ourselves. So I really try to avoid doing so. And that's a constant struggle. So this self-care and the doing too much, it's a constant battle, you know, against each other. You know, sometimes I do feel I want to take care of myself. And a lot of times it has to do, you know, with the cycle and the moon. I try to tune into my body a lot. For a long time, I didn't know at what point of my cycle I was in, and I didn't think it made any difference. And I try to really tune in to when my body needs to relax more, and what times of the month that I'm more open and goal oriented and driven, and back off when I need to. And that's really been helpful to me. And that was something that I never took in account. I wasn't very aware of what was going on inside of me. And that's something that, I love doing now. So you're listening to Coming Clean Radio with Catherine R. Timas, myself. I'm going to take a break. And when we come back, I'm going to continue speaking about all these trials and tribulations of what it is in sobriety. I'm at 3.5 years right now. Things still keep coming up. So stay tuned, and we will be right back.
Do you want to achieve your goals? Do you want to strengthen relationships with others? Do you want to improve your financial status? Colette Marie Steffen is partnering with Mark Kettenbach to bring you an energetic upgrade online experience launching in April. Unfold and develop your full potential. Visit energeticupgrade.com today for more information. That's energeticupgrade.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Get ready to rid yourself of all that is weighing you down and holding you back from living the life you want for yourself. Coming Clean, The Art of Transparency with Catherine Moss is a hit show for women in recovery who are ready to live life on purpose. Tune in and let Catherine help you live your truth one day at a time. Live each Tuesday, 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Welcome back, everyone, to Coming Clean Radio with myself, Catherine R.T. Moss. I am speaking alone today about different experiences and trials and tribulations of sobriety and what I have been, you know, going through and thinking about lately, and I just wanted to share it with you. Another thing that I'd like to share is, and I was thinking about this while walking down the street yesterday, of how do you let go yet take charge of your life? This is something that I've been thinking about lately, and it's somewhat challenging for me. On one hand, we're told to let go absolutely, and you know, walking in, if you're on a spiritual path or doing any type of spiritual practice, it's a lot about letting go. It's a lot about surrender. It's a lot about being in the flow of your own life and as opposed to, you know, pushing like I used to do. If I wanted something, I knew that it had to come from me. And I'm like, okay, how do I make this happen? And I just push and push and push. And I tried doing that with a lot of things that just didn't work. And then I end up getting frustrated. So it's like pushing something uphill. And you know, it was a constant struggle. And then I started to think, okay, well, if something's meant to be, should it be so difficult for me for it to happen? So there's this letting go and surrender, which is very scary for a lot of people. We like to hold on to the control. However, I remember back when I interviewed Rebecca Watson, we talked about control, you know, releasing the grip. Why is that so hard? It's hard, and sometimes I intellectually understand I need to let go. And like Rebecca said, all of our ideas or feelings that we're controlling anything it's fake. It's, you know, it's an illusion that we're in control at all, but we hold on to this sense of control so tightly. I do. And why? It's because of, we're so afraid. I'm afraid. And afraid of what? I'm not sure. I mean, I spent a long time in an active addiction, terrified of everything, afraid of life in general, afraid of people and afraid of situations and not being good enough or being too good, or, you know, afraid of failure, afraid of success, desperately seeking approval from other people, and very anxious in social situations. With letting go, it's letting go of the sense of control and allowing what needs to unfold and to trust that what will come, what we need will come when we need it. That's if we all could do that, I think that we'd all be in like such a great position. But that is so difficult for me personally. So it's this side of the letting go. And then I have the other side of me saying, well, take charge of your life, you know? And that's what we're taught. And that's what we're, you know, when we go out into the world, the messages that we get aren't just, you know, let things happen, but go after what you want. And, you know, some would say, and a lot of people are talking about this, like this masculine way of going about things. And I'm not talking about just the way that men do things. I'm talking about the masculine nature of going about in the world is very, goal, you know, oriented, driven, get what you need and take it. And that's rewarded. However, the going with the flow type, I mean, I can't claim to completely understand this. This is what I try to do. I try to soften myself because I think naturally I am the type of person who wants to go out and push instead of being in tune with what my duty is on this planet. Like, what am I put here to do? And let me do that. You know, I remember last time I talked about how I read the Bhagavad Gita as a audio book. And I remember a bit in there that said, it's better to do your own duty wrong or badly than it is to do someone else's duty well. So I think that it could be that when we find what it is that's like clicks, that what we're supposed to be doing, the flow will happen. So it could be that when we're pushing, we haven't clicked in to our destiny yet. This is just a speculation. So how do you let go, yet how do you take charge of your life? It's this like constant battle within myself right now. I'm like, let go, you know, allow my idea of God to take care of me. I wake up every morning thinking, okay, intellectually, I know that, that there is a higher force in my life. However, I feel the need to be in control. So intellectually I get it. However, I think that I'm driving the car and the higher force, the higher power is in the driver's seat or in the passenger seat. So every morning I wake up and I'm like, okay, you know what? You're driving. It's really hard. Especially if you have like a personality that you want to be on it and go. I don't know how you, it's something that I'm still trying to figure out, how you let that go and you calm it. It's an act of surrendering to what is and what needs to be versus seizing the day, you know, carpe diem. It's hard to understand. I mean, when you think surrender, is that in action? However, I don't think that's in surrendering, you're inactive. You know, you're asking for help, but you're giving up this idea that you are completely in control. So I have these two sides in myself battling all the time and a lot lately, and that's why I bring it up. I go back and forth of being so motivated and exhilarated by doing so much. And I love that. I just took a personality test and I can't remember what it was called. It's like some Jungian personality test. And I think that maybe the listeners, you guys would find this interesting. However, I was like the adventurer and I need new things all the time and it gets boring for me really easily. And I love kind of going to the limit and I love going to extreme. It's just really, I feel alive when I'm living this way. However, now I am, especially in recovery, I've softened a bit in some way, especially as I've spoken about before in yoga teacher training. I allowed myself to soften and not feel the need to push myself constantly. So I'm introduced this idea of self-care. And I used to think that self-care, I know that everyone's talking about this now because it's really important. And that's why I bring it up. So I've been introduced to this idea of self-care, and I used to think that self-care, I'm like, well, I work out, so I'm caring for myself. But that's not really what we need. When we have a lot of responsibilities and we're taking care of other people as women, we need to reset ourselves to feel whole again, because we are whole. But sometimes we're not connected and dialed in to all those parts of ourselves. So with the self-care, I learned this. I mean, I did some yoga trainings on, you know, the softer, gentler approach to yoga for women, which was really wonderful for me. And I really got into it, and I felt like now I can balance that. And I give myself permission to still indulge in behave, you know, and go after those interests that I find, you know, of really motivating and exhilarating, and, you know, doing endurance races and training really hard. As long as I balance it with, like, you know, I wake up and I play my instruments and I sing. I'm not a singer. I don't have a great voice, but I just allow myself to have a little bit, even if it's only a few minutes, to have a little bit of time to feel a bit sacred and have a little bit of sacredness in my life. And it helps a lot. So I read something I read something inspiring for me. I sing. And then I also I sit. Sometimes I meditate. Sometimes I don't. Sometimes I sit even with the eyes open. So I find that I need that balance. I can't have one without the other. I don't want to go in the direction of gentle meditation, stretches, yoga, because that's too soft for me. And I don't want to go off and push myself to the limits all the time, because that's too hard. I want both. And I need both to stay balanced and stay sane, if you will. So I'm going to take another break now. When I come back, I'm going to continue speaking on, truths of sobriety. What I'm feeling right now, little sobriety confessions, if you will. So stay tuned. We will be right back.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Get ready to rid yourself of all that is weighing you down and holding you back from living the life you want for yourself. Coming Clean, The Art of Transparency with Catherine Moss is a hit show for women in recovery who are ready to live life on purpose. Tune in and let Catherine help you live your truth one day at a time. live each Tuesday, 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit LucidPlanetRadio.com for more information.
We're back on Coming Clean Radio with myself, Catherine R.T. Moss. Thanks for joining us. Thanks for joining me. I'm alone today. However, I will have a guest back on in July. So fret not. I've just been feeling very thoughtful lately, and so I thought I would share with you some of my thoughts on sobriety and my experiences. Once again, if you would like to contact me, you can visit catherinemoss.com. And I also have a few interesting things over there. I have some blog posts if you like the topics that I'm speaking about. And I have a few meditation and yoga videos and audios that you can listen to if you're into yoga and meditation, which I am. So, continuing the discussion, I wanted to talk about some things that I'm feeling right now, and maybe you can relate. And if you can relate, I would love to hear from you. You know, you can send me an email at catherine@catherinemoss.com. And let me know. Let me know your take on things, and let me know maybe where you are. Maybe you can say, hey, I relate to that, or no, it's like this for me. I would be really interested in hearing from you. So lately, I have also been not wanting to take advice from people or listen to what other people have to say. And I also don't want to be told what to do. So I have been experiencing a lot of resistance lately. And, I kind of wanted to give up for a while, you know, and it's been such a long time that I didn't want to give up, but I didn't want to go further with the program that I was, working, and I wanted to just kind of go off on my own, which I know is not a good idea. So I was really frustrated. I don't like being told what to do, and I'm not really sure why I had these feelings or where they were coming from, because I think that what I realized was that when I'm doing something that takes me out of my comfort zone, which I like to be in to feel comfortable, my first reaction is to get defensive and feel frustrated and angry at the person who's trying to tell me what to do, even if they have my best intentions at heart. And then, so I was about to give up, but then I realized that this is just old programming. This is just my default characteristic of whenever something comes up that's new and scary for me. And that I don't have the control thing again, going back to the control. So I realized that what I'm, you know, the advice that people are giving me is not going to kill me. It's not going to hurt me. And what do I have to lose by going through it and seeing what could possibly come of it? As opposed to going back to what I always do and what I know is what I know, it's fear. I realize However, if I could just get over this, you know, this hump and see and have a little twinkling of what it is on the other side, you know, what could be in store for me? What kind of life could I live if I, you know what, before what I was doing and what I thought was right really didn't work out for me. So maybe I open up and I give something else a shot. What do I have to lose? And so I decided to do that, kicking and screaming the whole way. So, I mean, they always say that when, you know, growth is painful, you know, it's frustrating. And like I said before, when I had the bad experience with the emotions welling up, it was just like really painful. And I felt like a child, like with, you know, not having the words to describe how I felt. And there's a lot of learning going on here and a lot of growth, I believe. So that's good. So I'm sure I'll come up against some resistance again in the future. However, if I can just keep an open mind and keep realizing that this can help instead of being so against it all the time. And I am very stubborn. I always think that I can do things better. And then I realize that I can't. And I'm like, okay, you know what? This isn't working. I need help. And that's something that I don't do naturally. And that gets into something as different as isolation. And alcoholism and, you know, other addictions are commonly addictions of isolation and want to be alone. Maybe not in the beginning, but as it progresses, we want to be alone and we want to imbibe in our behaviors the way that we want, you know. And like at the end, I couldn't think of anything better as being at home, maybe watching a movie or whatever, drinking, you know, and having all of my stuff and having all of my, you know, drinks and bottles all around me. And I felt safe and I felt cared for and I felt like I had a big security blanket around me. So even when I was a bit social, I didn't care about the people that were around me. And so after I became sober, I isolated myself. I tried for a while to continue my social life, but it just didn't work anymore because I didn't really have a whole lot in common with the people that I hung out with. And I'm grateful that some of the best relationships that I have now did survive, and I'm a better friend to these people now. However, some people continued their destructive lifestyles, and I had to let them go. And so I was, after letting go of those old behaviors and friendships and relationships, I isolated myself once again. I really felt uncomfortable in social situations, and I just wanted to be on my own. So even now, my default setting is to be alone. And there can be something that, yeah, I really struggle with right now is I wake up and I think about, and this used to be when I was actively addicted or actively using, is that I would wake up and I would think to myself, what is the least amount of energy that I can put through to this day to get through it? I was not like, hey, day, like, what's going on today? Or what do I got to do? Let's do it. I was thinking, oh God, like, I don't want to do anything every day. And so now sometimes that comes up. Like, I will have something, even if it's like meet a friend or talk on the phone with someone. I hate talking on the phone. I think, okay, well, let's cancel. Let's cancel. Don't do it. I always want to cancel everything. So that goes back into my isolating behavior. And if I can get over that and think, I tell myself, no, I am a person now who keeps my word and keeps my you know, my social engagements, you know, and I keep them and I don't bail out and I don't want to be that flaky person anymore. I'm going to do the things that I say that I'm going to do. So, I mean, it can be, you know, meeting friends or anything or doing whatever for my recovery. I try, it's really difficult, but it's helped me to have a little bit of accountability. If I tell somebody, I'm like, hey, I want to do this, help me. And I know that this person is going to be emailing me after the appointment and saying, hey, how'd it go? If I know that that's going to happen, I'm more likely to do it. So if I look at my week at the beginning of the week, I'm like, okay, I want to do this, this, and this. I tell other people so they can help me, because alone, I know that I'm just going to blow it off. I've made phone reminders. I'm like, hey, do it, da, da, da. And then sometimes I just, you know, I cancel it or I just erase it. But then I started making phone like voice messages and also personalized messages in response to what I know I'm going to say. And that's helped me. And I also think it's powerful. A friend told me as well, it's powerful using your own voice and that you hear that from you. And that can be a motivator. So I go out of my way now to get people's numbers, to talk to people, to make friends. And I see this as a really huge step. It might not look like a big thing. To me, it is, because this does not come easy for me. I'm shy. I never like to be a part of a group. But now I like to see myself as one of many, not just, oh, I have to be the worst or there to be the best, just one of many. And I like that. It makes me feel good. And so another thing with me personally is within the greater part of my sobriety, about 2 years in, I became unemployed. And I'm grateful for this because I was very, sad and disappointed to lose my job, but it's given me such a gift to be able to focus and concentrate on recovering and getting better. And now I've gotten to the point where I'm ready to start working again. However, I'm really hitting, a wall of finding something and believing that there is a job or an opportunity out there for me. And I think that this also plays in a lot with our self-worth. Some of us coming into recovery don't have a whole lot of self-worth, you know, and it's this paradox of thinking that we are, you know, like as alcoholics or addicts, we think we're, you know, the best thing ever. And at the same time, a piece of, you know, I can't swear on this show. I've learned that, but you understand what I mean. So right now I'm, you know, a lot of people, you know, in the beginning might think it'd be an obstacle to find work, and because we have such low ideas of ourselves. And for a long time, I didn't think that there was anything out there for me. And I sometimes question that, but I feel like through the work that I've been doing, I've been become more and more willing. And this desire has grown within me. I've been given the desire to, because every day when I wake up, my only request is that I can help somebody. I think, you know, I can say, I want this, I want that, I want this to happen. But I'm like, that's not, like I said before, I'm not in charge of that. I just want to help another person. So with that growing inside and of that desire to just, you know, it doesn't have to be big. I just, you know, be there for somebody else or help another person. That's instilled this desire to find a job, and I'm ready. And there are days where I really get anxious. I'm like, well, am I going to find a job? You know, is it going to happen? What can I do? And it's stressful, but I have to keep the faith that I know that what I need will come to me when I need it. I'll get what I need. So we're going to take another break. And when we come back, I'm going to continue speaking about my own experiences in a sobriety and the truths of my experience. Hope you guys can relate to this. So we're going to take a quick break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Get ready to rid yourself of all that is weighing you down and holding you back from living the life you want for yourself. Coming Clean, The Art of Transparency with Catherine Moss is a hit show for women in recovery who are ready to live life on purpose. Tune in and let Catherine help you live your truth one day at a time. Live each Tuesday, 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hi, this is Leslie Fontaine, and my show is Sheer Alchemy on TransformationTalkRadio.com. When we're bogged down with our emotions, the hardships that plague us in our relationships, at work, our finances, we literally can't see the higher plane where we could be operating from. Tune in to Leslie Fontaine, Sheer Alchemy on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
There are so many resources out there for meditation. But did you know that Atana's Heart Earth Healing Meditation is available for you for free? Yes, that's right. You can receive this free healing meditation today from Atana Badili. All you need to do is visit his website, atanamethod.com. That's A-T-A-A-N-A-method.com. And sign up. You will receive your free meditation instantly. That's atanamethod.com.
We're back on Coming Clean Radio with myself, Catherine R.T. Moss. I am flying solo today, talking about my sober experiences in recovery. And I'm hoping you can relate or you're interested in what I have to say and it can be helpful and beneficial to you. If you if you'd like to contact me, if you'd like to send me a message regarding the show or anything else, you can reach me at Catherine@CatherineMoss.com or send me a message on CatherineMoss.com. You can also visit my Facebook page, Coming Clean Radio. So I would like to talk about being triggered. And so sometimes in recovery, we can have certain experiences or hear certain things or just have some type of memory come up that, you know, like you hadn't thought about in years or you didn't even know it was there. So a lot of the times when we're in recovery and we're doing a lot of the work, like I said before, with the dreams, I feel like there's a lot going on under the surface that I don't even know. So it's like, I imagine it to be like a little jar of dirt and water. And when it's been just like kind of sitting still, but then someone's been stirring up the jar and there's just like tornado, water tornadoes going on underneath the surface for me. So when these come up, and it's happened to me, it happened to me just a bit ago. I think it's important to understand, to like, I had an experience where my mind was telling me, hey, everything's okay. Like, stop it. Be quiet. But my body was telling me something completely different. And I'm totally interested in the body, like this body approach. And if you are as well, you can go back and listen to the episode where I spoke about somatic body work with Nikki Myers from Yoga for 12-Step Recovery. It's a really good episode. So in this experience, I had a trigger, and I think that before I probably would have ignored my body. I was just thinking like, stop, you know, like what I've learned is that like, you know, I shouldn't feel that way. And I was trying, my brain was trying to tell me, hey, don't act like this. And what is this? Like, stop it. However, I did take the moment to think, to listen to my body, and I didn't feel good. And my body was giving me messages, a lot of messages. So I listened to what my body had to say. And I was, you know, honoring that. And again, when we do have these experiences, we don't need to understand, okay, well, it was this and that and that, and it's when I was 5 years old. And I don't need to go into this to old stories. All I know is that there was information flowing through the body that had come up for some reason or another. And I let it out. I let it go. And I was trying to process it. It didn't come out completely the greatest way. It ended up being like, I didn't have anyone to talk to. And then what happened is that I ended up eating lunch over those feelings, which I really don't like to do. I don't like to feel upset, because I think it's bad for, it's bad for digestion. If you're eating in a non-peaceful atmosphere, or if you're upset, and then to eat. So I did that, and which was not the best thing. However, I didn't have any other way of doing that, of coping. And then I was able to talk about it. So I think that the big win for me was that I actually honored, and I didn't just ignore what was going on within me. Cause I think that was my default. It's just, you know, shut up and, you know, like no one cares. That's what, like the way that I used to talk to myself. But my body was giving me information and I listened. So I'm also a very sensitive person. Like if I see, or like sometimes I feel like I can't watch the news, or reading things, or if I hear something, especially if it's animals or humans have been, you know, any sentient being has suffered or anything, I just feel like I can't get over it like some people can. My husband always tells me, like, just, you can't do anything about it, so just forget it. But I don't know how to do that. So, birds are singing in the background. I don't know how to do that. So it's, and then I would hold this, this deep sadness and anxiety and this like powerlessness inside of me. And it would normally come out in anger. And that's the way that I normally operate, is it comes out in anger. I don't feel like I have a lot of sadness or depression. However, I get really angry, and I would get angry at certain people. And I really do feel like that anger can be transformational if it's channeled in the right way. So what I try to do these days is when I feel this really like hopelessness and just all this like extreme emotion from like injustice in the world, I try to take those feelings and like recycle them back into something meaningful and transformational that can be positive change for me and for other people and for the planet and for the world. And it's easy for me to think that maybe, you know, oh, you know, is everything going downhill in the world and everything's horrible is happening. I try to focus on the positive. And sometimes I just go out and when I'm really thinking, when I'm feeling bad, you know, I ask, you know, divine force and my idea of God. I ask, okay, show me yourself. I think I talked about this in the last episode. I just want to like see something. Today I was sitting on the tram and there was this little child and looking around and I smiled at him and he just gave me the biggest smile that it made me, I don't know, it just lit me up inside. You know, it was just like this little child's smile. It was just so beautiful and so powerful. And it's just little things that I look for, those little things, and I'm asking to be shown. And that really helps, helps me when I'm overly sensitive, and to help me, not go into a downward spiral as well, or lash out, because going into a downward spiral will bring me to lash out at people I love later. And so as women with our anger, this can be a very, very powerful tool that we can do a lot with anger. And that might be a good podcast topic actually for the future. So, again, if you'd like to contact me, you can go to katherinemoss.com. All of my information there. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If you do, let me know. If you ever have any ideas for a guest, or if you think somebody would be wonderful to have on as a guest, let me know. So please join me every week, Coming Clean, on Tuesdays at 12 Eastern, 11 Central, and 9 o'clock Pacific Time. I want to thank you all for joining me and tuning in. And until next time, have a great week. Namaste.
You've been listening to Coming Clean, The Art of Transparency with Katherine Moss. Join Katherine and countless other women in recovery stepping into their truth and supporting one another, living life on purpose. Tune in each Tuesday, 9 a.m. Pacific on transformationtalkradio.com or visit the archives at comingcleanradio.com.